What actually happened with China's fintech giant Ant Group? And what does it mean for the next one? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Chinese company Ant Group does a lot of things. It provides loans, mobile payments through Alipay and credit scores. It acts as an investment platform. Last year, it was headed for what might have been the biggest IPO in history until the Chinese government abruptly canceled it. And Monday, the Chinese government forced Ant Group under the control of its central bank and demanded that it restructure as a financial holdings company. All this happened after founder and tech billionaire Jack Ma gave a speech critical of Chinese regulators. But the obvious story is not the whole story. Ray Ma advises investors about Chinese companies and technology. She says China has had some other major fintech scandals, and regulation was inevitable either way.
Regulators have been trying to rein in systemic risk for a long time, especially in the wake of the recent peer-to-peer fiasco where, you know, ordinary citizens lost something like over $100 billion, that there is now this urgency to make sure that future fiascos and scandals like that don't occur. I think, and also because of its scale and because of the amount of credit that I was pulsing through the system and the potential for it to pose systemic risk, I think that led regulators to act maybe faster than we would have expected. Right. Ant's financial businesses are very clearly now under the rule of the banking regulators, whereas before that was actually not as clear.
Is this an example of, at least in China, well, everywhere, fintech is proving very disruptive? And do you think that actually these moves by the Chinese government might be repeated in other countries who say, yeah, this is emerging technology and business models that are risky?
My impression is that there are other countries, for example, talk to some Indian entrepreneurs in fintech, and their reaction was that this would never occur in India because our government actually has stricter regulations in place. So I think in a lot of emerging countries, I think it's going to look a lot more like China, where especially technology-enabled financial startups are going to be proving very, very disruptive, and governments are going to have to think hard about what they want as outcomes in their country.
Fintech is a promising industry all over the world, certainly in the US, certainly has been very successful in China. What do you think it means for future companies? China doesn't want to set back this industry necessarily, right?
Various people in China, including ex-regulators and just think tankers, have all said, of course, we recognize that the banking system needs an overhaul, needs an upgrade, and there are various opportunities that the current system doesn't address, especially when it comes to small businesses and consumer needs. So definitely the government is not saying that, you know, we're here to stop all fintech forever.
Ray Ma hosts a podcast called Tech Buzz China. And now for some related links. Ray Ma writes a newsletter to go along with her podcast. We've included a link to a paywalled one she wrote back in November of last year when a lot of this was happening. It's got super interesting details about the other financial scandals that prompted the desire for more regulation, like a peer-to-peer lending and a university lending scandal, both of which created a growing backlash among Chinese consumers about the increasing pressure to take out debt and buy things on credit, which is a big part of Ant's business. It sounds like it's been clear for a while now that regulation is coming. And as we mentioned, Ant is one of the biggest fintech companies in China with hundreds of millions of users. And China's also been talking about reining in all of its big tech giants. In fact, this week, Ant's sister company, Alibaba, also founded by Jack Ma, was fined $2.8 billion for antitrust violations. In fact, Ray Ma said many speculated that when Jack Ma gave his speech in October before the IPO was canceled, he may have known a crackdown was coming and was trying to flex enough power to head it off. In addition, last June, the company actually changed its name from Ant Financial Services Group to Ant Technology Group to try to emphasize the tech over the fin in fintech. Clearly, that didn't work. Anyway, it's all more complicated than it seems, as you can see. Although there are still plenty of people wondering what this does mean for China's biggest tech companies, the future of fintech, and the Chinese government's increasing control over private businesses. Lots more reading at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.